This is Akashvani. The news read by Prashant Kumar Sinha. Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed the valedictory celebrations of the Adi Thiruvathirai festival, marking the birth anniversary of the legendary Chola Emperor Rajendra Chola I in Arialur district of Tamil Nadu this afternoon. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi said he prayed at the Gangaikonda Cholapuram temple in the district today for the welfare of 140 crore Indians and for the continued progress of India. He said the names of Rajaraja Chola and Rajendra Chola are synonymous with India's identity and pride.
हमारे शास्त्र कहते हैं शिव के साधक भी शिव में ही समाहित होकर उनकी ही तरह अविनाशी हो जाते हैं इसलिए शिव की अनन्य भक्ति से जुड़ी भारत की चोला विरासत भी आज अमर हो चुकी है राजराजा चोला राजेंद्र चोला ये नाम भारत की पहचान और गौरव के पर्याय है चोला साम्राज्य का इतिहास और विरासत ये भारत के वास्तविक सामर्थ्य का ट्रू पोटेंशियल का उद्घोष है
The Prime Minister also released a commemorative coin in honor of one of the greatest emperors of India, Rajendra Chola I. Music composer Ilaiyaraja also performed at the event. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today expressed pride that science is progressing with renewed energy in the 21st century India. Addressing the nation in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani, Mr. Modi spoke about Indian Air Force Group Captain Shubhanshu Shukla's return from space.
स्पेस को लेकर बच्चों में एक नई जिज्ञासा भी जागी अब छोटे छोटे बच्चे कहते हैं हम भी स्पेस में जाएंगे हम भी चांद पर उतरेंगे स्पेस साइंटिस्ट बनेंगे आपने इंस्पायर मानक अभियान का नाम सुना होगा यह बच्चों के इनोवेशन को बढ़ावा देने का अभियान है इसमें हर स्कूल से 5 बच्चे चुने जाते हैं हर बच्चा एक नया आइडिया लेकर आता है इससे अब तक लाखों बच्चे जुड़ चुके हैं
Prime Minister Modi said that August is the month of revolution, highlighting the courage of 18-year-old freedom fighter Khudiram Bose.
वो गर्व जो देश के लिए मर मिटने वालों को होता है, वो वीर, वो साहसी युवा थे, खुदीराम बोस। सिर्फ 18 साल की उम्र में उन्होंने वो साहस दिखाया, जिसने पूरे देश को जगजोर दिया। तब अखबारों ने भी लिखा था, खुदीराम बोस जब फांसी के फंदे की ओर बढ़े तो उनके चेहरे पर मुस्कान थी ऐसे ही अनगिनत बलिदानों के बाद हमें आजादी मिली थी
Concluding his address, Prime Minister Modi extended best wishes to the nation on the occasion of Hariyali Tej. Uttarakhand Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami has ordered a magisterial inquiry into the stampede incident in the Mansa Devi temple in Haridwar today. At least 6 people were killed and 20 others were injured in the stampede on the pedestrian route leading to the temple. Senior Superintendent of Police said stampede occurred after chaos broke out following a rumour about an electric current spreading in the area. The injured were admitted to nearby hospitals, while those in critical condition were referred to higher medical centres. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed deep sorrow over the incident and wished a speedy recovery for the injured. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today highlighted that seamless logistics management was a deciding factor in the success of Operation Sindoor. The minister said this while virtually addressing the convocation ceremony of Vadodara-based Gati Shakti Vishwavidyalaya. Mr. Singh emphasized that logistics should be seen through the prism of strategic importance and not just as a process of delivering goods. Israel has announced a 10-hour military pause in 3 designated areas of Gaza to facilitate unhindered humanitarian aid access. The pause will take place daily in Al-Mawasi, Deir al-Bala and Gaza City from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. local time. And in cricket, India were 210 for 3 a short while ago in their second innings against hosts England on the last day of the 4th test of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy. India still trail by 101 runs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.